This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Robin Witten is my co-pilot. And we have been talking great audiobooks to listen to. And we started off with two mysteries, and I'm wondering if we're going to have a third today or do something else, Robin.
Well, we're going to have a change of pace today to end up the month. And I really want to talk about Facing the Mountain, a true story of Japanese-American heroes in World War II, by Daniel James Brown and read by Louis Ozawa.
Okay, tell me about this. I don't know the book at all.
Well, it's interesting. It came to me because Dan Brown is the author of The Boys in the Boat, which was a very favorite audiobook title of mine. And I saw something written about the book and the Japanese-American experience during World War II. And I thought, oh, that's really interesting because I like the way Brown approaches his work, which is often told through the lives of several people involved. And in this case, he follows three and then four young men, starting with a chilling account of Pearl Harbor on that day. And then what happens to these young Japanese American men, their families, and that they end up serving in the U.S. Army's 442nd Infantry Regiment in Europe. But it's all told, I mean, we live these the lives with these young men.
So he tells history through very personal stories of a handful of people.
That's right. And what's interesting is in the very beginning, we learn that Daniel Brown was introduced to an organization called Densho, which is a Japanese-American legacy project based in Seattle, where oral histories have been recorded from Japanese-Americans about their experiences during the war to give factual history about that time. And I think it's so interesting that he took that oral history piece and put it into his writing. And now we get to experience it as another type of oral history.
So is this book, from the title, it seems like it's focused on their time in the Army rather than their experiences in the United States after Pearl Harbor, or is it both?
It's both, and it's a lot about the families. So you start with the young men. You know, we meet each one, and these are children. They are people who are called Nisei, N-I-S-E-I, Japanese-American children born in the U.S., two Japanese immigrant parents. So they are citizens. The young men are citizens, but their parents are not. And so we get the account of Pearl Harbor. We find out what happens with the families. They are taken away. Their businesses are abandoned. Their lives are abandoned. And they are moved to the internment camps, really concentration camps, where they are put behind barbed wire and guarded with machine guns as if they were prisoners of war. And I guess at that time, perhaps that's what the country thought. It is heartbreaking. And to me, to learn more, and so important, I think, to have that I have learned more. And I recommend this for listeners because this whole period of time has not been told adequately.
Well, why don't we hear a little?
Yes. This is an introduction to one of the young men, Katsuko Katsumiho.
Okay, this is Facing the Mountain by Daniel James Brown, read by Louis Ozawa.
Katsugo Katz Miho was one of those kids you just couldn't help but like. It didn't hurt that he was handsome, even before he put on a uniform. The girls at the University of Hawaii thought he looked pretty dreamy, almost like a movie star. A Japanese Cary Grant, they said. Especially when he slicked back his hair and tossed you that easy, carefree smile of his. But it wasn't just his looks that drew people to Katz Miho. It was the hand he always extended to you, the look he gave you, the way it invited you in, the way it said, "Hey, let's get to know each other. Let's talk story. Let's get something going." There was a casual grace, a natural optimism, a happy-go-lucky assuredness to him that you just couldn't turn away from.
I like Ozawa's voice. I think it's a great voice. I mean, tonally, and a nice intonation, too.
Yes. You know, I found it very easy to listen to, very easy to follow, lots of details, and really engaging.
Okay. That is Facing the Mountain, a true story of Japanese-American heroes in World War II by Daniel James Brown, read by Louis Ozawa. Robin, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
We will, Joe.
Okay. Support for the podcast comes from Oasis Family Media, publishers of Oasis Audio, Paperback Classics, and Hollywoodland Audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.